Charlie Mulgrew, how are you feeling?
Oh, unbelievable, to be honest. We knew what we had to do tonight, and that was our full focus. You could see the way we played. We were on the front foot and missed a few chances in the first half, and we thought maybe... We kept believing, but we thought maybe it's not going to be our night, and then we get the goal, and words can't describe how happy that changing room is, and all the hard work this season we've put in. We deserve it.
So tell us about the goal. The ball was up in the air quite a while when it left your head, wasn't it?
I thought it was over. As soon as I looked, I didn't see the ball. And I don't remember. I just remember boys running towards me, and as I say, it's the best feeling I can remember in my football career, to be honest. So, great feeling.
It's funny, I was just saying to Derek Williams a moment ago, you and him were the two players that stood up and talked at Brentford to me a year ago. Mm-hmm. If you compare the emotion of that day to this one, you've got the job done, haven't you, straight away?
That's what I mean. That was a full focus. I mean, after that day, it was unbelievable. There's some very upset people, and we were hurting, but we faced up to it. We realised that we were the ones that were here were part of the squad that went down, and it was our duty to fight and get us back up, and we've done that. We've done it for all the fans, we've done it for ourselves, we've done it for our families, and we've hopefully made a lot of people proud.
That support base that you've had, particularly on the road this season, has been terrific, hasn't it? I know you've played at Celtic where there's 60,000 every week, but that's some support.
No, that's one of the best. Thank you. It was some support. I mean, the whole season they were behind us, and the away crowd was unbelievable. It's very humbling, and it's a proud, proud moment for us. We've done it for them, and we're just so happy, really.
To lose 1 in 33 to get to this position, not many clubs can do that, can they?
No, they can't, and it shows it's no luck. It just shows the hard work and the determination and the belief and the fight in the squad. There's games where you need to hang on, there's games where you need to kick it and head it and fight, and it's not easy. It's not as plain sailing as just turning up and winning games. Teams in front of you that want to win, want to beat you, you're the scalp. So we've shown some great character. We've been behind before and we've come back, and a big credit's got to go to the boys in the changing room, the manager, the staff. Everybody worked together, pulled in the right direction, and showed some real heart and quality.
Two games to go to win this division now.
That's our focus now. I mean, it'll be difficult. We're getting our big favourites. They're ahead and two games to go, so it's well in their hands, but we'll keep fighting away at the end.